Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, with more than 40 years' experience in string instrument bows. Go to johnnorwoodlee.com.
Beginning our introductions episode today with some Fanny Mendelssohn, her Wanderlied, or Song for Wandering, Opus 8, number 4. It was played by 17-year-old Tyler Wang. Good morning. This is Introductions, WFMT's weekly feature of the Chicago area's finest pre-college classical musicians. I'm Robbie Ellis, and today my guest is Tyler Wang. He hails from Wilmette. He's a senior at New Trier High School, and he studies piano with Catherine Lee. He's also a euphonium player and a fencer, not the first sword fighter I have had on this show from New Trier High School. We can talk about that later, but first let me be polite. Tyler Wang, welcome to Introductions.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So that Wanderlied by Mendelssohn, why did you start recital with that?
Yeah, so I guess When I was trying to pick a song to sort of start the beginning of my repertoire, I was trying to find a piece that had a really like sing-songy quality. Wanderlied is a type of lied, which is like a German song, and usually the piano actually serves an accompaniment. So it's really special to be able to just like play both parts, the melody and the accompaniment, all in one instrument. And I feel like the melodies really just bring me back to like when I was practicing Debussy. It has that really nice, like comforting feel, and I feel like it's a great way to like ease in to one's morning, if to everyone who's listening at 11 a.m. And yeah.
Well, it's funny, yeah. Fanny Mendelssohn, Claude Debussy, two composers from very different times and places, but
right.
Yes, you see some connections across there. So if I've calculated correctly, you've been on your musical journey 11 years or so. Something like that. Tell me about your early experiences with music and starting piano.
Yeah, sure. So I was sort of the first person in my family that formally practiced an instrument. I started in first grade, as you mentioned. I remember on the car rides back home, I would always listen to like CDs of Suzuki exercises. And I feel like at the time, I didn't really get the purpose of listening to them, because I didn't feel like it made my playing any better. But I think, like reflecting back on it, it's one of my first like formative memories. I think a lot of the time, because like my parents were also new, you know, they were exploring this musical journey with me. We had to like improvise along the way. I remember my mom would make flashcards for me. You know, what's this note in treble clef? What's this note in bass clef? Let me try to guess this before you do. I also remember one of my first performances. It was Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I had a little ostinato, one of the variations, and I was trembling because I didn't know how to perform. And I like barely made it through. I don't know how I got through it, but I guess like that first experience kind of taught me that you have to believe in your playing in order to play well. You know, the nerves are helpful, but I guess, yeah, you learn to overcome them.
Later on in this recital, we're going to hear some French music, Frédéric Chopin, Maurice Ravel. You've obviously just played Fanny Mendelssohn, but right now is a Beethoven sonata movement. So would you talk about what you've picked and why?
Yeah, sure. Well, the Beethoven sonata that I picked is also called The Tempest. I feel like that imagery is very fitting. There are a lot of sections where like the passage feels calm, but you can tell that something's brewing, and then when it actually brews, it feels like a storm. I have a personal connection to this piece, kind of. Over the summer, I was able to work at Chicago, so I would take the train, the L, to my workplace every single day, and I would listen to Beethoven every single day on headphones, which is probably not advised on public transportation, but I did it. And so whenever I hear this, I always envision like Howard Station coming up at me. I always envision like the doors closing sign, and it sort of like intimate personal connection with the piece, I think, really helped my playing when I sort of like had to envision like the musical scene in this Beethoven, because I feel like for me at least, Beethoven is very musically difficult. You know, it's harder to sort of like grasp your mind around the passages, and I feel like, yeah, that experience definitely allowed me to like increase my musicality.
Well, Tyler Wang, I'll let you take your seat once more, and we will hear that Beethoven, the first movement of the Tempest Sonata. You can have a seat now. And this is music by L. von Beethoven, Memories from the CTA. Tyler Wang, 17 years old, from Wilmette, with the first movement of Beethoven's Tempest Sonata on Introductions.
Thank you.
The first movement of Ludwig van Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 17 in D minor, nicknamed the Tempest Sonata after the Shakespeare play. It was performed by Tyler Wang, 17 years old, a piano student of Catherine Lee. Tyler is here because he filled out our audition form. It's on the web at wfmt.com/introductions. If you are pre-college and local to the Chicago area, you're eligible to apply. Just send a few videos of your playing and I'll get back to you. Also on the web is audio and video of past episodes. Check those out. It's all at wfmt.com/introductions. When we come back, Tyler Wang goes French, a nocturne by Chopin and one of the mirrors of Ravel. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and the listener supporters of Classical WFMT.
I'm Robbie Ellis, and today my guest on Introductions is 17-year-old Tyler Wang. He hails from Wilmette. He's a senior at New Trier High School. He's with me at the mic once more, and I'd like to ask you about an unusual choice of other musical pursuits. Often I'll have pianists on this show, and they play a little violin or they play a little clarinet. You play a different instrument entirely.
That's right, yeah. I'm in my school's band. I play euphonium in band. Last year I played tuba. But I started out as euphonium. My school district started, I think, in fourth grade, and they had everybody audition to basically play an instrument. If you liked it enough, you would join the next year. And I remember I went up to the brass section because I didn't feel like playing a woodwind that day, and I grabbed a mouthpiece and I started buzzing it. And everyone started laughing because we were all immature and we thought I was farting. And that's how I bonded with the instrument, and I became a euphonium. And I carried it to this day. So I guess it worked out.
That's great. Yeah. And your euphonium playing is taking you on a pretty notable trip this summer.
Yeah, that's right. So this summer I'm going to Paris and to Normandy to the All-American D-Day Band. Over there I will be playing tuba, but it's a marching band. We're going to be honoring those who served during World War II on D-Day, and I think it's going to be a really great experience. I just got the email, like, they got all the uniforms in. We're making all the arrangements right now, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, sounds like a great trip to start your summer. Yeah. And you've got two more piano pieces in this recital. No tuba rep today. Both by composers who you count among your favorites. We've got Chopin, Ravel up next, but Chopin immediately next, and one of his nocturnes. You want to talk about the one you've chosen?
Yeah, sure. So I guess Chopin in general has been, it's been on my mind ever since I started playing piano. I think, like, if you were to ask me in middle school, particularly in like eighth grade, what my like quintessential like classical music pianist was, I would probably say Chopin. I feel like out of probably all the the classical composers, I played the most of his repertoire, and so I'm really familiar with him. And I feel like I really synergize with the phrasing and the sort of like musicality that he brings. I really like the particular nocturne that I'm going to be playing because I feel like it's very romantic. It lives up to its namesake in the Romantic era because you got all these rolling chords in the left hand, you got this really simple melody in the right hand, but the combination of those two, you know, Chopin really plays to that simplicity, and it just sounds beautiful, and it's very calming and good, so, yeah.
Well, thank you for bringing this music to us on Introductions today. I'll let you take your seat once more. Tyler Wang, 17 years old, with the Nocturne in D-flat, the Opus 27, number 2 of Frédéric Chopin, performing on Introductions. Young pianist Tyler Wang with the Nocturne in D flat of Frédéric Chopin, appearing on Introductions on Classical WFMT. Tyler, I'd like to move away from music for the time being. Please tell me all about your involvement in fencing.
Ah, yes. So, I am a fencer on New Trier's fencing team. I fence épée, which I tout as superior. I know Sarah Wayman has been on the show before.
Yeah, she was a viola player on a year ago, and she was also on New Trier's fencing team. She's now a freshman at Northwestern. She was a saber swords person?
Yeah, she was, unfortunately. I mean, like, she's a great person. She's a great person, but, like, even the best of us make mistakes. I like, operate on that notion all the time. I just believe that there are so many things that are confusing about, like, the rules that they have and the special equipment they need to wear that makes you overheat. So I love épée, and I like to bring that the mindset that I have when I practice piano into my fencing tournaments. I think it gives me a lot of motivation. But yeah, I really synergize with épée.
Okay, so épée, you said that saber has too many complicated garments and protective things. Why exactly is épée superior?
Oh, épée is superior because it makes sense. It makes sense. The other weapons have a set of rules called right of way, where if you attack first, you like, there are a set of rules that basically give you a little bit of a license to, like, take a little bit of time, or, you know, you can hit, and even if they get the touch on you back, you still win the point. In épée, if both of you touch at the same time, you get a double. If one person touches first, you get a single light in your favor. And right of way kind of messes with that a little bit. I can't really grasp with it. I started with another weapon that had right of way, and I moved into épée, and I have not looked back.
All right. And also, épée appears in crosswords more than saber, I guess. It's one of those words. So aside from fencing, I understand that you tutor younger students in a number of different subjects.
That's right, yes. I am a math and English tutor in New Trier's Academic Assistance Center. I sometimes have the opportunity to go to different classes and help teachers revise essays, or help sort of the entire class review for an algebra test or something like that. And we also give, like, individual help. And I also tutor privately. I have a Chinese student, and when I first met him, he was just starting on his Chinese journey. So it was really amazing to see his Chinese progression sort of, like, over the years. And, paired with, like, the classes that he's taking at his middle school, I think, like, it was just really amazing to see his vocabulary grow. And I give him, like, vocabulary tests, and he's like, oh, I recognize all these words, and now I can write them as well. So, it's just been a wonderful experience trying to, like, help these students.
So wait, does New Trier High School offer the Chinese language, or you're teaching somebody whose middle school offers Chinese, or? What's the deal there?
Oh, yeah. So New Trier does have a pretty good Chinese program. There's, like, 5 years potentially that you can take. His middle school, he goes to Highcrest, which is also in the area. And his school has Chinese as well. I went to Highcrest, so I bonded with, like, having the same teacher and everything. So, yeah, it was really fun.
Oh, great. Well, Wo Shuo Han Yu Bu Hao. And that is true, one of only two C's I got in my entire university career was Chinese language, and I'm still salty about it. Anyway, piece to camera for over. Tell me about your last piece of music by Maurice Ravel.
Oh, yes. So I love this last piece. The French title is Alberada del Gracioso. The translation in my book translates something to the effect of the comedian's obad, and it's supposed to, I guess, invoke the imagery of a clown dancing at dusk, or, like, in, like, early morning. And that's a very violent imagery for me. I don't really like clowns. I'm not able to synergize with that. So
we were talking about past trauma earlier. Is this how you're addressing it, Tyler?
Sorry?
Is this how you are addressing your trauma, by facing it head on with your piano repertoire?
That's right. I project it every single day.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah. No, but I in terms of musical moments, I really like to tie it to, I guess, my personal experiences, you know, like, experiences I have with my family. So when me and my teacher are brainstorming, like, oh, how should I think of this phrase? You know, how should I shape it? My teacher will always be like, oh, you know, you have a little brother, pretend that he's sneaking up on you, and he's going to, like, pepper spray you. What are you going to do about it? And I was like, oh, yeah, and then that's when I make music. So
Please tell me you don't have a little brother who is prone to pepper spraying people.
No, not now.
Good.
Yeah.
Tyler Wang, 17 years old, from Wilmette. I'll let you take your seat once more. The last piece in his recital, Alborada del Gracioso, from Maurice Ravel's piano suite Miroir, or Mirrors. The Jester's Morning Song, shall we say. You are listening to Introductions. the fiendishly difficult Alvarado del Gracioso. Tyler Wang was on piano, the Jester's Morning Song from Maurice Ravel's Suite Miroir, performed in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. You left everything on the floor there, Tyler.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like a post-sports match recap right now, my tone of voice. But I do just have a couple of questions before we finish up the recital today. I understand that you are not intending to study music in college. You're intending to do something else. What are you doing?
That's right. I plan to graduate high school this year in the fall. Hopefully, I will major something in biology. I hope I can sort of intersect my interest in biology with different sectors as well. I really got into interdisciplinary stuff over the summer, so I think it'll be really interesting to sort of intersect community health or public health or LGBTQ disparities inside my sort of biology realm. And I do plan on at least starting on the pre-med track. We'll see how everything goes. I think it's important to keep open sort of one's options in the future. But I guess like everything like academic aside, I do really want to continue my sort of like career in music as well. I hope to like join a couple ensembles and sort of take some non-classical routes, but also some classical routes as well, just to try to like expand my repertoire. And I think that's where I'm generally headed right now. But I'm pretty open to the future.
Well, depending on the school, you'll have plenty of opportunities for that. I mean, there are plenty of things that non-music majors can still do musically. So I'm guessing you've submitted all your applications and it's just a waiting game to see exactly where you're going to go.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mention this. I'm going to the University of Chicago.
Oh, we know this for a fact.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Okay. So that's a long commute. It's purple line, then red line, then bus, then a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Biology at the University of Chicago, possibly pre-med. Thank you for coming on Introductions today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was an absolute blast. You left it all on the pitch, shall we say. That's it for today's recital. Tyler Wang, 17 years old, from Wilmette. He's a senior at New Trier High School, an incoming freshman at the University of Chicago, and a piano student of Catherine Lee. Don't forget, you can go to wfmt.com/introductions for more details about Tyler and to watch previous episodes as video and listen to them as podcasts. Today's video producer was Adela Skovronsky. The audio engineer was Max Lebien. And from the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio, my name is Robbie Ellis, producer and presenter of Introductions. Catch you next Saturday at 11 o'clock when I will be featuring more of the Chicago area's finest young classical musicians right here on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. On the web at johnnorwoodlee.com.